I'm a little overwhelmed right now.
Katie Owens is in shock after getting an eviction notice for her house in Brevard County, Florida. The single mother of two fell behind on rent when she got sick with COVID and missed work at her salon job.
Do you have a plan B?
No, I haven't got that far yet. Trying to save this one first.
Now that the Supreme Court has rejected the CDC's moratorium, landlords can move forward on evictions. Janice Hollins feels caught in the middle. Four of her 21 renters in Bloomington, Illinois, owe money.
We don't really want to put people out on the streets, and that's not going to bring in rent for us either.
To prevent a wave of evictions, the Biden administration is pleading with state and local governments to distribute existing funds. This week, the Treasury Department revealed that only $5.1 billion of the more than $46 billion in rental assistance approved by Congress had been distributed to those who need it through the end of July. Right now, more than 3 million families are worried they could be evicted from their homes in the coming months.
Evictions are profoundly traumatizing.
Diane Yentel is with the National Low Income Housing Coalition.
What makes this moment so tragic and frustrating is that there are sufficient resources to help tenants pay the rent.
A lifeline that may come too late.
Just put yourself in our shoes. Like, we didn't ask for any of this. I didn't ask for COVID.